There.
So, why does the oak tree stand in the same place its whole lifetime from the moment of seedling, from the moment it's seeded, until it no longer stands? Why? Why does it just stand there and grow slowly? Well, because that's how God created it. That is its purpose. The oak tree is an oak tree. It can't choose to be anything else, nor can we for that matter. An oak tree cannot become a maple tree, even though it would adorn itself with maple leaves and take bark off of a maple tree and put it around its oak bark. It's still an oak tree. An oak tree has its purpose already determined. It's given a purpose. Why? Because it is created. And any material thing created, or anything created for that matter, is created with a purpose. And that goes, that's just common sense. What's the purpose of an oak tree? Well, it could be many. An oak tree could simply be put on this earth to become fertilizer when it tips over. Something's got to fertilize the ground, and maybe right there is where that tree will become fertilizer over time and food for other insects and the like. Maybe an oak tree will become firewood to provide warmth for a family on a cold winter night, as we're enduring. Maybe that oak tree will be milled and made into beautiful oak trim on your door casings, in your window casings, in your home. Maybe it'll be turned into a beautiful desk at which you work, at which you pay your bills or write and express yourself. Maybe an oak tree will become an altar where the living God comes down to meet us, body, blood, soul, and divinity. The interesting thing is, whatever the purpose is, it can't choose that. It is what it is. It will be what it will be, because it's an oak tree. But each purpose is vital. Even if it were to become fertilizer, without the fertilizer, the next oak tree won't grow. Many similarities between an oak tree and us. We're similar in that we're both created. We're both creatures of God. And therefore, like the oak tree, we too have been given a purpose. We too, like the oak tree, cannot determine our purpose. We don't assign it to ourselves. But, unlike the oak tree, we get to discover that purpose. And we get to choose from various options, various other goods. The pursuit of finding that purpose that's been given us, and then once we find it, actually living it out, is what makes life non-monotonous. A boring, monotonous life can be seen as not worth living. The pursuit and the living out of that purpose, once we find it, once we learn it, makes life exciting. It makes life worth living. And it even makes life joyful, even though it might be difficult, because we have purpose. You ever thought about why we seem so busy today? I think it's because we have, maybe most people, have never sought what their purpose is. Because a life without purpose becomes chaotic, if not boring. In that chaos, we end up running from activity to activity to activity, each one hoping to supply us with that purpose. When each one fails, then we change that, our purpose. And as Archbishop Fulton Sheen says, we change that purpose, and we change that purpose, and we change that purpose, and we run after each one, and we call it progress. When in fact, we're getting nowhere really fast. And when we're in that frenetic pace of chaos, trying to find our purpose on our own, looking for it in all creative pursuits, then we never have time to just stop. We're never settled enough to just stop. To just be. To just reflect. And then in that silence, to ask God who created us, Lord, what did you make me for? What purpose have you given me in life? That's called discernment. Not a word that we throw around, not a word that we really use much. Probably we use way too little. What's discernment? It sounds like a churchy word, doesn't it? Oh, that's what the seminarians do. Well, yeah, seminarians do. Discernment is simply making a decision in prayer. What of God's creative works was done without purpose? None. The oak tree, the clear mountain lake, the stars in the sky, the schedule of the moon, all done with divine purpose. For us, we discern by asking God, Lord, what did you create me for? Now, how many kids today are asked as they're growing up, like all of us were, what do you want to do when you get older? Even more people than receive these have been asked that question. We've all been asked that. What do you want to do when you get older? And that's a good question. How many, though, have been asked, what did God create you for? What purpose do you think God has given you for your life? Now, the scary part of that question often is, how do I figure it out? I mean, you look at all the possibilities, and I can't hear God's voice. So how do I figure out what he's telling me? And the good news is, you don't. You don't have to figure it out. Here's how you discern. Every single day. Now, this applies to kids, but I don't see that many here tonight. This applies to you too, and to me. Because there are always different pursuits in life that require us to check in with God and say, is this your will? But especially for our young people. Because why did God make us? To be happy. And so the purpose he's given us is for that very end, to be happy. So here's how you do it. You simply, every day, and you may not start out that way, but that's the goal. Every day, as you're praying to God, you're in communication with him, is say, Lord, you created me, I'm yours. Do with me what you will. And if you don't really mean it, like I didn't, I wouldn't have if I even did that back then, tell him that. That's okay. Lord, okay, I'm yours. I'll do whatever you want, but I don't really mean it. He loves the honesty, and he can work in that because it's humble. And then, after you do that, so you're giving God his due, then go do what you ought to do that day. What you ought to do. If you're a student, study well. Play some sports. Please don't let them dominate your life, but play some sports. Have good friendships. Have extracurricular activities. All of that is good. Spend time with your family. What will happen is that God, through those daily pursuits of doing what you ought to do, and if you're an adult, you do what you do as an adult. As you do what you ought to do, God will take that path and gently direct it right where he wants you. Now, the next scary thing is, what if I don't want to be there? Trust me, if you do this, you won't want to be anywhere else. You won't. I lived it. I had those same fears. I've had many parents say to me as a chaplain at Catholic high school, Father, I don't want my son to be a priest. I don't want my daughter to be a sister. I want them to have a normal life. And to each one, I've responded this simply. If God created them to be a priest or a sister or a husband or a wife, there's nothing more normal for them. It would be like the oak tree being used as a blanket. It doesn't work because it's not in accord with the nature. Discern. Lord, what's my purpose? And there, right there, we will find our happiness.